Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Hi, I'm Tom Buchanan, president of Oklahoma Farm Bureau. The family farmers and ranchers of Oklahoma ask you to vote yes on State Question 777, Right to Farm Amendment. Just like Oklahoma Farm Bureau, State Question 777 protects all of Oklahoma farms, from big to small, organic to conventional.
This is Roy Lee Lindsay, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, and we fully endorse State Question 777. State Question 777 will protect Oklahoma family farmers from interference and abuse by out-of-state special interest groups like PETA, HSUS, and the Sierra Club.
Hi, I'm Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. We're proud to support State Question 777 because it will help us do what we do best, provide great-tasting, affordable, Oklahoma-raised food for Oklahoma families. Oklahoma's family farmers need your help. Please join us and vote yes on State Question 777, the right to farm.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahoma Farmers Care.
Well, live and feeder futures should open higher today, supported by spillover buying and greater cash optimism. Lean hog issues should also open with a firm undertone, boosted by short covering and bull spreading interest. Well, given such an exciting bullish blast on the board to start the week, feedlot managers will be in no hurry this week to price show lists. We have heard that, some southern cattle have been priced around $105. Nevertheless, it's a good bet that both buyers and sellers will take a wait-and-see attitude. If the board continues to nurse a firm undertone, significant cash activity will probably be delayed until late in the week, Thursday or Friday. Now, look for the cash hog trade to open today with basically steady bids. Live supplies remain pretty much on steroids. Last week's slaughter urged over 2.5 million head, but was linked in part to the disruptions of Hurricane Matthew the week before, but we could easily hit that threshold again this week. Now, the soybeans did close about a 7-week high and above key moving averages yesterday, following gains in vegetable oil markets and better than expected export shipments. Corn closed a few cents lower amid the ongoing harvest and after USDA reports a decline in weekly export shipments. Wheat markets were lower after a 47% drop in export shipments. Winter wheat closed lower and at a 1-week low following disappointing weekly export shipments, though the soft red winter wheat market was under key moving averages, while Kansas City's hard red winter bottomed at the 20-day, 413 and three quarters. Wheat continues to be a follower now that the U.S. harvests are done and in the bids. The corn finished a bit lower, about 4 cents lower yesterday, and at a 1-week low following active weekend harvesting. And after USDA's weekly export inspections of 21.3 million bushels missed trade forecasts and were down from the prior week. And soybeans closed higher and about a 7-week high following the bullish export shipments and higher vegetable oil markets. We'll check all the futures in a moment.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at superiorlivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Well, on cattle futures, live cattle yesterday up 237 at 104.25. February up 182 at 104.62. November feeder cattle up 282 at 122.52. January up 257 at 118.07. December hogs up 135 at 43.20. And February's up 97 at 49.70. Now, on the grains yesterday, hard red winter wheat, Kansas City. The December was down 9 cents, 412.5. March was down 8 and 3 quarters at 430.5. Chicago wheat, December down 12 cents at 402.5, and March was down 10.5 at 424.5. December corn down 4.25 cents, 348.25. March down 4.25 at 358, and November soybeans up 9 cents, 992. January up 10 cents at 1002.25. December cotton up 31, 6903. The March up 30 at 6952. December crude oil up 7, 50.59, and January up 4 points at 5120. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.